And my guest this time is Joe Chivers. Joe is from Property Bloom. They are property development project managers. And Joe, I want to talk to you because I know you've written a lot about this. So firstly, welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, hi, Kevin. I'm great, thanks. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Now, I know you've written a lot about granny flats, and that's what I actually want to talk to you about. What makes a good granny flat site? What are the attributes you look for?
Okay, yes. We run a lot of granny flat projects for our clients, and the benefits of a granny flat project is a high yield strategy. So what we're looking for in a property is a house on a large piece of land where there's plenty of room to build a granny flat. So specifically with the house itself, we always look for a 3 or 4 bedroom home or a home that we can actually add a bedroom to. So it's important to get the most rental return from that initial property, the initial dwelling that's on the land. And then from the land's perspective, obviously we look at location first. We do a lot of research on the suburbs where we work in. We focus just on in the Hunter region of New South Wales, as you know. So we're experts in that area. So we look for location firstly. And once we find a good property in that suburb, then we'll drill down and have a look at some various other factors. So the factors are large block size. So
how large, Joe?
Yeah, we're looking from 800 square metres plus. I know in a lot of the capital cities, people are putting a granny flat on a smaller block of land, which is fine as long as it works. But up in some of the more bigger regional cities where we work, we don't want to cram our tenants. We want to make sure there's enough private outdoor living space for the house tenant and also for the granny flat tenant.
Mm,
so there's
important.
Nothing worse than trying to put a granny flat onto a piece of land if it's just not big enough. And I know some people are doing that in Sydney on, 400 or 500 square metres of land. And I just think in the future, when the rental market may not be so strong, I think that's when they're going to get in trouble and the demand might drop on those type of dwellings.
How important is it to have separate access as well, Joe?
Yes. Separate access for the tenants is fantastic, and that's one of the things that we must have in a site for our Property Bloom clients. So we always look for land that has either a rear lane access or it's corner site or it's a two-road frontage. So that way the granny flat tenants can access their dwelling from the back. They don't have to walk down the side of the existing house. Mm. We also make sure there's enough off-street parking space as well. You don't have to put off-street parking for the granny flat as part of the requirements. However, we find tenants do want to park as close as they can. They don't want to be parking too far away.
What's the cost of putting on a granny flat?
Well, the cost for us at the moment, the builder we're using, is around $109,000. And there are some additional costs such as the connection, the service connection, and the upgrade if the electrical system of the existing home is not adequate to support the granny flat. So that's an area some people forget to check. So if there's an upgrade required, we always budget that in. Also, the council Section 94 contribution, now that's a council fee that's at the discretion of the local councils in New South Wales to charge. Most of them are charging it now, so you just got to make sure that you allow for that as well.
What are you finding? Is this mainly a strategy that's being used by people who want to get more income out of an existing rental property, or is this a good option for people who want to buy something, add to it, and then sell it on?
Yes, well, I believe it's a more of a medium-term hold strategy.
Yes.
And again, when you've got a good, decent yield, we're getting around 7 to 8% gross yield. So if you're borrowing at 4 or 4.5%, that's a really nice yield at the moment. I think it's a long-term hold. It's really not a strategy that you can use to flip, what some people refer to as flipping, which is build and then sell. I don't think you're going to make enough equity out of that, and purely because you can't subdivide off that granny flat. So when you do sell it, it has to obviously stay on the same title as the house. And so it's not really what we call an equity creation strategy. It's more a high-yield strategy.
Mm.
So I think it's a medium to long-term hold strategy where you can sit on it, get it tenanted, and then really the rent's going to cover in most cases your outgoings.
Yeah. If you want to know a little bit more and you want to contact Joe, you can do that through the website propertybloom.com.au. Joe Chivers from Property Bloom, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, Kevin. Thank you.